Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Betsy.
And this is Guy Talks.
The girl rolls her eyes.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Betsy, you and I don't agree on many things, but one of the things on which we agree...
Top three, at least.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches are so delicious.
Let me ask you a hyperbolic question. Are sandwiches the perfect food?
That's a loaded question.
Loaded with cheese, meat, and various toppings?
Yeah. Yeah. With a pickle on the side.
Ooh. Yeah. See? That's important.
It's the only way I'll eat a sandwich.
Is that true?
That's not true at all. I totally lied. No. Yeah.
What? Because some sandwiches should not be accompanied with a pickle, I think.
I disagree. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, like I don't want a pickle next to my PB&J.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I want a pickle next to any... I don't even need another food to accompany the pickle.
You just want a pickle.
Yesterday, Todd and I had to run to the grocery store for a program that we're working on. Mm-hmm. And I found the jalapeno pickles that I really like. They're pickles and like marinated and goodness dupped with...
That's
jalapenos. So delicious. Todd was like, you should buy some jars right now. I didn't, but I couldn't find them at my normal grocery store, so I was glad they had them at the Whole Foods.
Betsy, I wish I had thought about the fact that you like spicy pickles, because I make pickles at home, and frequently they're very spicy.
I know. You tell me about this all the time.
But then I never bring them for you.
And yet have never brought me any pickles.
We're going to get some more jalapenos in our CSA tomorrow. So I'll make you a batch. I'm going to make a batch for Leo, and I'll make a batch for you.
I really love pickles.
Will you eat just straight up pickled jalapenos? Or do you want me to mellow them out a little bit and just have jalapenos in the pickling process?
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you feel about a daikon radish pickle? Have you ever had a radish?
I don't,
a pickled radish?
No, but I do love radishes. So
daikon radishes I've pickled before, and they're pretty awesome. They're crisp, but they've got... they're not quite as spicy and sharp as a little radish. They pickle really well. They're good.
You know, pickles are one of those... This is not the topic of our conversation, but... No.
Tangent number one.
Still great. Pickles are one of those foods when I was growing up that I never understood why my dad had like 6 jars of different types of pickled products in the refrigerator at any time. Mm-hmm. And it always used to really gross me out. And then I realized I am also that person.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a flavor profile that... a young palate has a hard time with. You know, like as you get older, sweet stuff is maybe less of the number one draw, and you get a little more into savory or salty or whatever.
You say as we literally just finished eating ice cream sundaes.
Well, as you know, ice cream is an exception to every rule for me. But as a kid also, I was not into pickles. I only liked sweet pickles.
I only liked dill pickles when I was little.
Yeah. And then as I got older, I started to like both. And now... there are very few pickles that I don't like. Well, like bad pickles. I don't like bad pickles. Some people try. Have you ever had a pickle where you were like, this has no flavor, or it's just salty? Like they just didn't clearly understand how pickling works?
No, I'm not that discerning. I will eat any pickle you give me.
Oh, well then maybe I'll try making you a terrible pickle.
That's mean.
Well, I just want to see if you
That's really mean.
Can recognize one.
I mean, we're friends.
Just make one with no seasoning, no vinegar, no sugar. Just... a salty cucumber.
Speaking... that's really funny. Speaking of salty cucumbers, this was not what I was about to say, but it just reminded me. I was at this restaurant a couple weeks ago with my friend Laura, and they had their snacks on snacks on snacks is the name of an appetizer.
Yeah.
And it's like this rotating appetizer platter, and the guy was so excited when I asked what the snacks on snacks on snacks were for the day. Yeah. So he told us all about what they were, and then the last one he said was, and then we have pickled cucumbers. And I bust out laughing. And I said, so, pickles? And he's like, yeah, but they want us to call them pickled cucumbers.
That's way fancier. Artisanal, locally sourced pickled cucumbers.
It's really funny.
I like that.
Speaking of artisanal, we just had quite the lunch.
Yeah, it was so good. So... in honor of our sandwiches episode, we decided to go to what I guess neither of us was aware is a famous deli in Milwaukee called Benji's.
Benji's.
Benji's has two locations, we were surprised to learn. One in Shorewood, one in Fox Point.
Check them out in Fox Point if you get a chance.
And Benji's is exactly what you're picturing when you picture like an old school delicatessen.
Or any episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, like a New York delicatessen. It looks looks like that. Not a fancy one. Like a...
No, not fancy.
An out-of-date one.
Yes, with bobbleheads everywhere.
Yeah, and elderly people eating a very early lunch, which we also chose to
do. Which we did, too.
But the food was killer. Really, really good sandwiches. I had a hot pastrami on rye with melted Swiss cheese and horseradish mustard. Awesome. Do you want to talk about what you had?
I do, but like the look on your face as you were just describing that was really funny to me.
This is why it should be a video podcast, because the nonverbals.
The people could see that. If you would like to see Matt enjoying his sandwich, check out our Instagram. I'll go ahead and post a photo.
That's true. You can see my big head.
I had a corned beef sandwich on rye. No cheese, no horseradish.
It was simple.
It was simple, but so delicious.
I actually took a few bites of my sandwich before I applied the horseradish and mustard. And frankly, it did not need the horseradish and mustard. But I
you
really
still
like
put it on
it. Yeah. Because I was like, I don't need it, but I want it.
What is your favorite kind of sandwich?
Well, so truly the one I just had is way up there. I love pastrami, really good pastrami. I like a peppery pastrami. And this one was thin sliced, which was really good. But there's another place in town called Jake's Delicatessen, Jake's Deli, that is also a famous Milwaukee deli, apparently.
Who knew we had so many?
Right. I didn't know we were a deli town.
No.
But anyway, their pastrami is sliced thick, so it's like slabs of pastrami that kind of fall apart, and it is awesome. So pastrami I'm a big fan of. Swiss cheese is probably my number one choice for cheese on a sandwich, especially with pastrami. And I like a stone ground or spicy or horseradish mustard. My favorite bread is probably pumpernickel or like a really dark rye, but I'm less picky about the bread generally. I'm not a big fan of crusty rolls.
Okay.
I like a
soft. The hard roll.
Yeah, not a big hard roll guy unless it's a French dip sandwich, which I also really love.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like a soft bread. I'm a soft bread guy.
Okay.
The sandwich I probably eat the most often, however, is like an Italian. So some hard salami, pepperoni, like the Subway Italian BMT is a pretty regular feature in my diet.
From Subway.
I'm on the Jared plan. Oh. But I will get something that's no, that's a bad choice.
Definitely not on the Jared plan.
Edit that out later. Yeah, I'll get that. The same version of sandwich just about anywhere I go. It's a go-to for me.
It's interesting. Mine is very different.
That is not a surprise to me.
Mine is like a very simple turkey sandwich. Like I could eat that every single day. It's just like a wheat bread.
Yeah.
I prefer like the wheat breads that have like seeds in them.
Sprouted wheat.
Yeah, like I like a dense wheat bread. Just turkey, lettuce, tomato, and yellow mustard. Lots of yellow mustard. No cheese.
Cheese free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat it if there's cheese on it, but I don't eat it.
An old school, just old school classic yellow mustard.
Yellow. I will eat old school classic yellow mustard on most anything.
Yeah.
Just like I will eat pickles with almost anything. It's that vinegar, like that.
Oh yeah. It is good. I do like the old school mustard. I don't do it very often, but when then sometimes I remember.
I go through a lot of mustard.
Or if it's the only thing that's available, like I'll throw some of that on and I'm like, oh yeah, that is good stuff.
I mean, when I was little, my brother used to do the same thing. We used to eat all of our like pretzels and potato chips, anything, all dipped in yellow mustard.
Oh yeah.
Like Dixie cups of yellow mustard. We probably went through more mustard in our household than milk.
Wow. That was not our experience. As a child, I did not like mustard. I thought mustard was disgusting.
I didn't eat ketchup until I was like 20.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
No.
That is an odd
feature. Always mustard.
I feel like ketchup is very kid-friendly because it's so sweet.
Yeah. Apparently, I wanted the not sweet. Yeah.
I was ketchup and barbecue sauce. Those were my go-to condiments. Barbecue sauce still is.
Oh, I love barbecue sauce.
I will put barbecue sauce on just about any sandwich also, because I think it is a natural match to just about any meat.
I would do that too, actually.
What is, so in your classic turkey sandwich,
yeah,
do you ever do like the fancy turkeys or
no.
Is it honey baked or like?
No, just plain turkey.
Mesquite.
Now here's also something that's interesting. I only, on my turkey sandwiches, I don't only, but I prefer like lunch meat turkey. I do not want like hand-carved turkey because I actually don't like it. Like Thanksgiving turkey, I don't want any part of that.
So you like thin-sliced deli, yes. Deli turkey.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any of the highly processed meats that you're down with? Like, so today we were at the deli and we saw they sold bulk bologna.
Bologna.
Behind the deli counter. Are you down with some Oscar Mayer bologna?
Totally down with Oscar Mayer bologna. Totally down with liver sausage as well.
Like liver. Is it liverwurst?
Liverwurst.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Braunschweiger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Throw some
mustard on that, and I will eat that all day long.
Man, I'm telling you, Braunschweiger is the perfect example for me of how my palate has changed as an adult. Because as a kid, my parents destroyed Braunschweiger all the time. It was always in our fridge.
Yep.
We're super Polish, so it was like my mom grew up on it. And she would smear it on a cracker, like on a saltine or on a Triscuit. And I
or
would
just
like,
put some on a spoon.
Yeah, and I would just be like, oh. Like I just couldn't even be in the room. And the smell of it disgusted me. Like everything about it was gross. But now I'm like... Yeah. Let's do that. Where's that Braunschweiger at?
You know what my mom used to eat all the time, or she would buy it all the time when I was little, and I still can't imagine myself eating it to this day, is a lunch meat that they called spiced ham.
Spiced ham?
It wasn't, it's not like regular ham. It looks different.
Is it like a pimento loaf? Has it got like stuff in it?
It has stuff in it, but it's not pimento in there. Oh. I don't know what it is, but... No, I can't. I still, if you're
I'm not sure I've ever encountered spiced ham.
Well, I'll find some for you and buy it.
What about Spam? Have you had Spam on a sandwich?
I've never had Spam in my life.
I'm pretty sure I've tried Spam, like in Hawaii, I think I had it.
Okay.
But it was like grilled. So like on a flat top grill, it was part of breakfast. So it kind of tasted like a breakfast sausage. Like it wasn't weird. I would certainly eat grilled Spam on just about anything. It was good. But it was like a hot dog, essentially. But I don't know about just cold Spam.
But
like,
can you eat it that way?
I don't actually know. I assume it's fully cooked.
I don't know. What about like the salads for sandwiches? You know, like tuna salad?
I don't do any of that.
Oh, I love those.
No, those are all still horrifying to me.
Egg salad.
Yeah. Because they're mayo-based.
Chicken salad.
And I was never into that. It always grossed me out. And that feeling has never gone away from me. I still don't like mayo.
Oh, I love mayo.
So the mayo-based stuff, no chance.
I will eat that.
Like, we were training in Michigan last week and got to the lunch line late. And the only lunches left were chicken salad sandwiches. And so I grabbed one of these boxes and I'm like...
I'll eat the apple and the chips.
Yeah, the apple and the chips and the cookie. And I opened it up and I was so excited because it was a croissant. And in order to keep it from getting soggy while it sat on the line the whole time, they had the chicken salad in like a little cup separately.
Oh,
and so I was like, yes, croissant with cheese. Made me really happy. Oh, you know what? So earlier I talked about how I don't care about bread.
Yeah.
It turns out I totally lied. So.
Okay. Thank you for coming clean about that.
You're welcome. Pretzel buns. Pretzel buns as a sandwich, they make me really, really happy. I love like the local Milwaukee bakery, the pretzel bun.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. And croissants. I really like croissant sandwiches.
No, see, I don't eat either of those things. In fact, I will go, you know, they put a lot of Milwaukee burgers and stuff on pretzel buns
because
it's very common here. And I will always get it taken off of a pretzel bun.
See, that's crazy to me. They're so wonderful.
No, I don't want any part of it.
Like, when I grill burgers at home, I go out of my way to buy...
So do my parents do this, too.
Yeah. They're like a special treat, I think. And I also love croissants. I love butter croissants. I could just sit and eat a butter croissant anytime. But they're great for sandwiches, too.
Do you know anybody that used to eat, and I, maybe this is like the generation above us, they used to eat the weird sandwiches like Miracle Whip and peanut butter. Have you heard of like these weird combinations?
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like my aunt used to eat them.
Like the Elvis, like the peanut butter and banana.
Or like people that put like marshmallow fluff and
oh.
All of that grosses me out.
I think the closest thing to that level of weirdness that I had regular exposure to was like putting potato chips in your sandwich.
Oh, I love that.
Which is great to me. I still do it.
Yeah. Like makes it crunchy.
I actually do it with my Italians from Subway. I'll take salt and vinegar chips and put them all up in that sandwich so you get that extra crunch. And it's like a great flavor match. Yeah.
Here's an interesting fact.
Salt on salt.
I love salty things. I love vinegar things. I hate salt and vinegar potato chips. They're very gross.
Oh, man. Really?
I don't understand how people eat them. Oh, barbecue chips all the way.
I don't dislike barbecue chips, but salt and vinegar chips are for sure my number one chip choice.
No. Yeah. I know that about you.
They're
you
so
You eat them
good.
A lot. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I think what it has come down to is my body craves all the things that give me heartburn.
Oh, yeah. I don't get heartburn, so that's not a problem.
It's like there's a part of my mind that is masochistic and just wants to suffer.
Suffer.
And so it craves all the things that I know will give me terrible heartburn later in the day. So circling back to sandwiches, I would be remiss in this episode if I didn't talk about the fact that my wife, I think, makes the best grilled cheese sandwiches. And I'm saying that as a child who grew up eating grilled cheese sandwiches that my mom made, and she made very good grilled cheese sandwiches.
Okay.
My wife has this down.
Okay.
She's got
it perfected. What is special about it?
I don't know. There's nothing crazy about them. Like it's
what
just
kind of cheese?
Velveeta slices and two pieces of bread. And like we buy bread we like, similar to what you're talking about, the sprouted wheat or something like that. But there is nothing special about it. There's no like mayo inside or turkey. I mean, she'll do that for me if I ask. If I'm like, well, we've got some hard salami in there, like throw a slice in there or whatever. And that's great. Or the other day she made kind of a fancy one with me that had like crumbled up kale and some other stuff. And like it was very, very good. But just the most basic grilled cheese sandwich, she's just got it down perfectly. Because she's really into grilled cheese sandwiches. And so I think has just been making them for herself for years. She's got the timing down perfectly. I think there's a lot of butter involved, I imagine. I don't really watch the process. I just sit back and enjoy the magic.
Again, a sandwich I do not eat.
Grilled cheese?
No, I mean, I don't. It's the cheese. Like, I can do without.
Oh, yeah. I forget you're not a big cheese
person. I am a big cheese person in some ways, but not like... grilled cheese is not a thing for me. I mean, I will eat it. Like, if somebody makes me one, I will eat it. I don't dislike it. I just never think of making myself one. I don't buy cheese in that way, so I don't ever have it at my house to, like, make.
It was a forgotten sandwich for me in a lot of ways, because I also, when I was living alone, never made a grilled cheese sandwich for myself. But then when Carolyn was making them for herself, and now for our kids, she makes grilled cheese sandwiches all the time, I'm like, well, as long as you're doing that, like, hook me up. And they're so good. I love them. And I remember as a kid now...
Do you like dip them in soup or anything?
That's my favorite as a kid.
Yeah.
Tomato soup, like Campbell's tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich. That's a magic combo. That's really good. Not as good with any other kind of soup, I don't think. Maybe a minestrone?
Minestrone. That's what I say.
Minestrone. Yeah. I think that would be fine. But like...
It has to be tomato based.
Beef stew or something. No, that's no good.
No.
Mm-hmm. Which we've determined is not a soup, I know.
It's a stew, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, she is good at those.
What about putting like vegetables and extras on your sandwiches?
So I don't put a lot of stuff on my sandwich beyond the meat and cheese or like the core ingredients.
Interesting.
I'm usually like a single condiment kind of guy. So like brown mustard or ketchup or barbecue sauce.
You put
ketchup
on your sandwich?
No, like on a hamburger, let's say.
Okay. All right.
Or a patty melt or something.
Okay.
The craziest I would typically get on a sandwich is like, I'll put pickles on there. Or I'll put like one piece of lettuce. But I don't do the tomatoes, the onions,
I do all of that. Like, give me the lettuce and the tomato and the onions and the avocado and the cucumbers.
Sometimes I like avocado. Oh, bacon. Sprouts. I mean, I'll put bacon on anything. Oh, I like sprouts on a sandwich.
Just put it all
on
there.
So that's a little different.
And put a little mayo and a little mustard. And
see, I'm anti-iceberg lettuce, so that's part of the challenge.
You can put, like, romaine on there. You can put spinach on there.
Yeah. I like, at Subway, I get spinach on my salad. And
what about on your sandwich? Do you get it on your sandwich?
Oh, sorry, yeah. I get spinach on my sandwich. And I like sprouts. Yeah. I've had some good sandwiches with sprouts. And I like avocado. So,
and but you if like I'm, cucumber.
But see, yeah, but not on my sandwich. Pickled cucumbers, yes.
Yeah, pickles, that's great.
But see, I also have a different, there's a difference between a sandwich I would order off a menu and a sandwich I would make for myself at home. Like, I'm a little lazy when it comes to sandwich making at home.
This shocks me.
Right? So, like, I don't build elaborate sandwiches for myself. I don't invest a lot of time. Actually, I used to invest a little more. And there are, as you know, a variety of reasons why I don't invest a lot of time anymore in, like, crafting food for myself. Just throw it together and then get some for the kids. But when I go to a restaurant, I'd be more likely to order an elaborate sandwich. I don't, like, tell them to take everything off of there or, like, go all Latrell on it. I just, at home, don't craft such masterpieces.
Masterpieces?
Yeah. Yeah. What about a club sandwich? Is that something you're down with?
Okay, so back in the day, that's the only kind of sandwich I would eat. Oh. And like every restaurant I would go to, I would eat a club sandwich and fries every single time. Yeah. So I feel like I've just sort of moved on. Now, the problem is the toasted bread cuts the inside of my mouth, and that's very annoying to me.
Yeah.
So I always have to take one layer of bread out anyway with the club sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat it. Sometimes I crave it, but
this was always my problem with the club sandwich. Well, two problems. One, when they make this big, huge stack, it just becomes unwieldy. And I know, like, as an adult who's college educated, I could look at this thing and just go, well, why don't I break it into parts?
Right.
It's really just two sandwiches stacked on top of each other.
It's totally
why don't I take half of one? But the childlike part of my brain is like, no, you got to try to fit that in your mouth. Like, see if you can take one big bite, which always is fun, but then makes the sandwich feel ridiculous. And then the other problem is that there's almost always mayo on there, and I'm not down.
Wait a minute. What about on your BLT?
I don't eat BLTs.
What?
No.
It's bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
No, I know that.
You like all of those things.
I like those things individually. I mean, it's not like if I was at somebody's home and they're like, we're making BLTs, I'd be like, screw you, go find some turkey. But
no, you wouldn't even be at their house. Whose house would you go to that's like, we're inviting you over for dinner, also we're making BLTs?
We're inviting you over for BLTs.
Ooh, I love BLTs.
Yeah, they're, I mean, to me, it's just like two-thirds of a sandwich. Like, where's the middle of the sandwich? Those are all things
the
you put on top of the rest.
The bacon is the delicious part.
I know, I mean, but bacon is a condiment.
No, bacon is a meat.
A meat condiment.
Or like a meat that comes from a pig.
I just feel like then you need a lot of bacon on that sandwich.
Yeah, you could do that.
You need like four layers of bacon.
I mean,
so it's
like
the size
of
a...
Four layers of bacon is like a whole package
like
of bacon.
Like as thick as a burger patty. Just so I really know that is the...
You'll die later in the day.
I'm willing to take that risk.
Okay. If you are.
Have you had banh mi?
I love banh mi. Yeah. Really big in San Francisco. So they have that, you know, it's a lot of places. They have it here, actually, in quite a few places, too.
Didn't have banh mi for a very, very long time. And I kept hearing about it, reading about it. And honestly, I got a little, like, feeling of a little bit of hipster rejection where I was like, oh, God, everybody's so into banh mi. Like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Not interested in trying it. You know, because you read some of these articles and people are like, banh mi is the ultimate, you know, epiphany of sandwiches. I achieved oblivion, you know. No thanks.
It's no turkey, I'll tell you that.
It's no turkey
but
on Wonder Bread.
And actually, the place down the street has a really good one.
Well, so I finally tried one, and it was really, really good. I loved it. So
it is delicious.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the hyperbole around it that existed for a while, but it turns out there it's a really good sandwich. So.
Yeah, it's like people know what they're talking about.
Well done.
In some ways.
The other sandwich that I eat a lot is the pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It is a go-to for me on many, many menus because
well,
I feel like
safe.
It's kind of hard to mess up.
It's safe.
Yeah.
It's got barbecue sauce involved.
Right, so it's a win.
So there's meat and barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my tastes have even grown a little bit around the pulled pork because I had enough of them down like in Memphis and Nashville that I tried some different varieties of it. Like you get a pulled pork sandwich at any random restaurant in Milwaukee and it's like, okay, whatever. This is just
something
they threw on the
menu.
They don't put
like the slaw on it, which right. is the best part.
Slaw or jalapenos yeah. or like a big chunk of aged cheddar or yeah. these kinds of things that yeah. like take it in a slightly different direction. And I, for a while, thought of myself as sort of this pulled pork sandwich purist. We're like, oh, don't put any of that on there. But now I'm
You're
like,
missing
out. Oh, yeah, you need this. You need this stuff.
Put it all on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Totally agree with that.
So what beverage goes with a sandwich for you? Is there, as you picture the perfect sandwich lunch, does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. You know, like I am a Diet Coke drinker. Like I like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I only ever drink it if we go out to lunch somewhere. I don't, like, drink it any other time. I don't buy it or anything. So I like that. I like, I'm a big Arnold Palmer drinker, too. So, like, the iced tea lemonade.
See, for me, it depends a lot on the sandwich. So, like, a PB&J or a grilled cheese, I want a big cold glass of milk with that.
You want milk and cheese in the sandwich.
Yeah, I'm very, very Midwestern in that way. But it's skim milk, so it really cuts through that.
I don't drink milk.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't dislike it. Yeah. I just stopped drinking it when I was 12.
I never quit.
No.
Gosh, it's my DC.
Okay. All right.
And as with most things, with a lot of sandwiches, I like a beer. So like with a great pulled pork sandwich, I want like a pale ale or something.
Yeah,
a little bite
to it because
that's a big, rich, fatty sandwich. I want something that's going to cut that a little bit. And I don't really drink soda anymore, so I guess the rest of it is kind of irrelevant. Although there are moments where I'm at Culver's and I'm like, I'm dying for like a Pepsi or a Coke because it fits this in my head. So my brain is still so trained to that.
Do you ever get one?
Every once in a while, I still do. I know I sort of officially on paper quit soda. But I would bet like 3 or 4 times a year I'll have like a small Pepsi or a small Coke and be like, huh, yeah, that's still pretty good. Yeah. I can't have more than that. Typically, I don't even finish a small soda anymore because I'm like, the first 5 sips of this were really good, and now it just tastes like I'm drinking out of a hummingbird feeder.
Yeah. Now the ironic thing is that you do actually drink some sodas.
Yeah.
The ones I dislike.
Yeah, the fancy ones.
The fancy, like, weird green apple
ones.
Like
Jones soda or Dang with an exclamation point soda. Or
which the only reason you drink that is because it's called Dang with an exclamation point.
Also, have you ever driven past Dang Auto Body?
No.
So over kind of over by the kids' daycare, like downtown, there's a gas station / repair shop there, and it's it says Dang Auto Body, and I laugh every time. I know it's probably just like a Vietnamese guy or whatever, but it's really funny.
I'm so glad you find humor in that.
It's like my own little dad joke on loop in my head every time I drive by it. I go, dang. It's so dumb. So yeah, I really like Dang Soda for that reason. So like the Jones Soda that you're referencing specifically is their apple soda. It's like a sour apple or a tart apple soda. Oh man, it's so good. I love it.
No.
The Sprecher sodas are really good. Like their ginger ale is super spicy and really delicious. Their cherry soda is really good. Their Orange Dream, it's all delicious.
My stomach is literally turning as you're saying these things.
All and again, I don't drink any of those often, but from time to time, it's like a little treat.
Only Diet Coke, nothing, no other soda.
Yeah, and see, I can't even stomach the taste of Diet Coke. Is gross to me.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, that's because you drink regular Coke. I never drink regular Coke.
Diet Coke just tastes like bubbly chemicals to me.
Oh, it tastes like bubbly goodness. Chemicals are delicious.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a lot more to say about sandwiches, but I do feel like this was fairly comprehensive.
Delicious. That's what there is to say.
Yeah. So those of you out there, if you've been salivating this whole episode and thinking about your favorite sandwiches, we'd really like to know what your jam is. Describe it for us in beautiful prose. And if you can, use iambic pentameter.
And if you can't do any of those things, just use regular words in whatever writing style that fits you best.
I like it. Or even post a video. Can people do that now? That'd be cool.
Probably. I don't know.
Ask your kids. So hit us up on Facebook, let us know, or on Instagram after you take a picture of my giant, or after you take a look at my giant head picture, chewing on pastrami. Hit us back and tell us about your favorite sandwich, or if you know about great sandwich places in Milwaukee or Minneapolis that we should check out,
Chicago.
Or Chicago. That's another place that's close to us.
Yeah.
Point us in that direction, because we're going to Jake's next time. Yeah. And then we got a few other places to scout out, I think. So we want to know from you. And that, folks, means that it's time for
Better Get to Know Your Betsy.
And this week on Better Get to Know Your Betsy.
Wait, can I just say, I don't think we've recorded since I heard that you were not lying to me. And that you actually did create and perform a jingle.
Self-produced.
So clearly self-produced. Yeah. And the first time I heard it, I was working out and I had to stop. I was on the rowing machine and I had to stop because I was laughing so hard. And no one in my gym knows me, and they were all like staring at me, like, who's the weird woman laughing by herself on the rowing machine? It was so funny.
I think it's going to be a hit. In any time now, we're going to get a call from JT wanting to sample that.
Yes.
In Trolls
that's
2.
That's what's going to happen. And by JT, you mean Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement back in 1994.
No, that's J double T. Talking about Justin Timberlake, our friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Justin Timberlake.
3 degrees of separation. 12 degrees of separation. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, with so many degrees of separation. No, really, only two.
Actually, only two degrees
because
of separation.
Our friend Nick Johnson used to play high school football against him. Not with him. Against him.
But they're pretty much best friends,
I think. They're super tight.
Yeah.
I'm sure JT is...
Constantly like, Nick, what do you think about
this? What's up with Nicky J? Where's Nicky J at?
That I'm going to drop.
Let me drop this new beat on you, Nicky J. In this episode of Better Get to Know Your Bets, we're going to stick with the food theme.
It is one of my favorite themes.
Yeah, and we're going to go with what I think is kind of a classic. So, death row, last meal.
Okay,
all
right.
Describe it for me. I know we've sort of been talking sandwiches for a long time, so you might have to get your head out of that space if that's not the choice for you, or it might be. But for your final meal... what would be included?
Okay, here's what would be included. I would like...
Also, we'll talk later about how you ended up on death row, but... What
it doesn't seem like a likely scenario, but... I would like a pepperoni pizza from Gulliver's, which is a Chicago area pizza place. It has to be pepperoni. It has to be their deep dish crust.
Okay.
I would also like all the movie theater popcorn I can possibly eat with no butter on it. I do not like butter on my popcorn.
Wow.
And I would like a bottle of a really good red wine.
Nice.
I would be so happy. Which is sad.
Briefly.
Briefly. Then they're going to kill me.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I've thought about this.
You've been pondering this for a while on the off chance... that your perfect crime is not as perfect as you think?
Well, I haven't been caught yet, so I think I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's good. So you've already committed it.
I don't know.
I just assumed you were going to kill me. the fact that I'm still breathing.
Is it just because I threaten it all the time?
I just figured you and my wife are in cahoots now that the life insurance policy is taken care of. She's not allowed to kill me.
No.
Although I bet she could get away with it, too. She's very smart.
That's scary. Mm-hmm. No,
I'm
so that's it.
Keeping secrets.
I love pepperoni pizza, but it has to be from Gulliver's.
Yeah. Now, is that like a childhood taste acquisition where like if I went down and had Gulliver's, it wouldn't change my life?
I don't know.
Like, because your palate is trained to it?
I don't know. It's in Evanston. It's on Howard in Evanston. And it's the pizza place that we used to go to all the time when we were younger. Yeah. There were two that we would go to, Barnaby's and Gulliver's. And Gulliver's... It's like this weird, kitschy place that's really dark and has like these very ornate chandeliers and like every kind of clock you can imagine. It's this very bizarre place. I have no idea how my parents ever found it. I'm sure they've been going there since they were like 15 years old. Since there were only two clocks. And I love it.
Yeah. That makes me think of a place back in Champlin where I grew up. called the Ming Tree. It's a little strip mall Chinese food restaurant that is also ludicrously decorated,
yes,
underlit, and probably not very clean.
Which is why it's underlit.
Right. But we went there all the time, and I still, to this day, get a craving for their pork fried rice, which I can objectively tell you is not good compared to, like, you've had much better pork fried rice, but that pork fried rice defines pork fried rice for me. It's greasy. It's not high quality ingredients. Like, it's mostly rice and egg. Like, it's none of the things that you would use to describe great pork fried rice.
But it's your pork fried rice.
And my sister, I don't know if I told you this yet, is moving back to Minnesota like this month now. It's happening. So October 30th, she's starting work at her new job back.
Okay.
And when we were talking about it this past weekend, the fact that they have to start moving back, immediately in the conversation, we both started talking about Ming Tree and how she was going to have access to Ming Tree again and how she can't wait. And she's like, I'm going to get pork fried rice. I'm so excited. And I'm like, this is right? Right? Like, I got so excited. And both of our spouses were looking at us like, are you really both like jumping around talking about strip mall pork fried rice? But this is it. You're as a youth, your palate gets trained.
Your palate gets trained. Delicious.
Well, I feel like I really got to better know my Betsy today.
I'm so glad.
So again, folks, connect with us out there on the social meds. Reach out to us. Let us know what we can do. If you've got an idea for a topic, we want to hear about it. Write us a review on iTunes. Follow us on other stuff. Tell your friends, especially if they live in Finland or something like that. And I think that's about it. See you next time. As usual, I'm Matt.
And I'm Betsy.
And this has been Guy Talks.
Girl Rolls Her Eyes.